You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three with us. First 2 hours flew by. And Johnny's out with a little recovering from a very, very minor surgery. He's taking too much time off, but Todd said he could do it, so he's gone till Thursday. So we have Connie Feldman sitting in, which is she was the anchor at Fox 11, if you remember that. Her and Michael Chen, that was a little while ago, and she still has her foot in the water in media, so we're glad to have her in the house, too. But, hey, we're moving to a subject here that should be near and dear to all our hearts because we're all going to get older. And we have with us, I'm going to get this right, Corey Tekovi.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Corey,
I think that might be the first time he's ever gotten a name like that right.
See how I wrote it? a big E in it. No, I did. And then, of course, Amy Plagans.
Plagans
from...
No, I got that one wrong. Well,
welcome, guys.
Close.
Yes, glad you're here. Corey, we're going to talk today about HME Home Medical, but really making your home more accessible. And just talking about how, during the break, the people just want to stay in their home. That's got to be one of their top priorities, just to stay in their home. And you can help them do that. We'll get to that. And Corey has an unbelievable background in carpentry and, of course, working at HME. And then Amy is a physical therapist. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
And business must be pretty good, right? We're getting older. We love our homes. What are the things that you do to a home? Or do you have something that's more often than others?
Well, I would say probably our biggest two sellers would be ramps,
right,
and stair lifts. Stair lifts is a big one because, you know, in your home, it's like some people have, you know, their laundry's in the lower level and they want to be able to safely get down to the lower level, do their laundry, or their bedrooms are on the second floor. You know, when you're getting to that point maybe where it's just getting a little more difficult, getting up and down the steps, or their balance is off a little bit. So those stair lifts really, really help to keep safety on the stairs and prevent falls.
And you see those things on TV that looks, is there an average price? Like you got, I don't know, 13 steps.
Yeah, we do, you know, 15. Quite a few different stair lifts. You know, it could be a curb rail, could be a straight rail, 13 steps. You know, you're thinking about right around $3,000, $3,500.
Oh, that's so worth it. Because you put in, when you buy a new house, it's house pricing is, I can't get over how crazy it has been, you know, in the last 3 years.
Right.
It's just doubling. And the house is the same. It's the same siding. It's the same.
Same everything.
Same everything. Realtors are making a little bit more. But anyway, even in addition, we looked in addition because we have,
right,
just like you said, Amy, there are a lot of steps upstairs. I mean, I could pay for, I don't know, 50 of those chairlifts.
Stairlifts,
that addition, that's crazy. All right.
Keep in mind that we also do stairlifts around curve rails. What I mean by that is we can go in anybody's house and anybody's stairs, and we actually can take pictures of your stairs and fit it to fit that stairway. So it really works out well.
What an important element to allow people to stay in their own homes as long as they can.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And Amy, you're a physical therapist. Your role, people need different things for different challenges.
Absolutely. And you know, it's nice to be able to meet with the customers and just really individualize what their needs are and you know, knowing what they're struggling with and what we can do to help them. We offer free home evaluations.
Oh, that's nice.
So Corey will go actually into the homes with his, you know, contracting background and his construction background. He knows, you know, he can go in there and he looks around, he takes his measurements. And maybe you're going in there to evaluate for one thing and you end up saying, you know, that's not going to work. But here we got a solution for you and another option because we have a lot of variety of home modifications that can keep people safe in their homes.
What about something just as simple as, you know, feeling safe using the restroom? You know, and maybe it's not a huge home renovation, but you can do something to make that experience a little safer.
Oh, yeah. We can go into a person's house. We can look at the bathroom. We can put simple as grab bars or we can go, you know, a little bit more extensive and do a bathroom remodel.
Yeah.
So now you have a barrier-free shower. All of our walls are half inch thick, but grab bars wherever you want.
Nice.
That is so awesome. We're talking with HME Home Medical about making your home more accessible with Corey and Amy. So these people that fall and they break a hip and they die, like, I don't get the correlation between the two things, you know, but that happens a lot. And it's the fall that triggers it, right? And I don't know if they get into the hospital and get infections. I don't know what happens, but, you know, my mom's 92. So who's listening?
Very, hi, Mom.
Very concerned about, like, the grab bars and the things. Now, correct. It's one floor. Yes. Now, yes. She's, you know, she doesn't have steps in her place. But your testimonials must be great when you get someone's house safe.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we get into a lot of homes that are just one level. And then once we get in there, we'll find out it could be as simple as going from, let's say, the kitchen to the living room. If there's a carpet that's a little bit thicker,
right.
It could be simple things like that. In bathrooms, it could be as simple as just an assistance getting off the toilet, maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have all kinds of different products that we can help anybody within their home.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's free. You can just call HME.
Give us a call. I'm the one that would schedule that free home evaluation. Obviously, it has to be within our service area, but we do service a very large area. Yeah.
And maybe even just pointing out things like you guys coming in for a free home evaluation that the homeowner may not even know was a hazard, like a rug or something like that. You guys can take a look at everything in addition to what you can do.
Yes.
Amy, what's the contact, your website?
Probably the best number is just our 800 number, 800-236-2619.
All right. And that'll be on our website, too, so people can look that up. But, if you're writing it down, 236-2619. 800, of course. And those free in-home evaluations, you don't have to do it all at once either, right?
No, we can do it in parts. You know, a lot of times I get into a home and somebody needs a ramp in their garage, and when you find out how much ramp they actually need in a garage, we can do something, maybe modifying their steps, make them a little bit deeper, making the rise a little bit less. Instead of 8-inch rise, we can go to 4-inch rise. We can provide handrails on both sides so the actually can get in their house using handrails, or they can get up on the step with a walker. So that's just one example. So there's a lot of things you can do that people just don't know about.
That's the thing, and you do. You know, we might not think about that.
And the other thing, you must work with the municipality too, because aren't there sometimes there's ordinances to put ramps outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely, we do work with all the ordinances, that's for sure. And one of the big things that HME does, especially us, is we pull permits for all of our jobs.
Oh, you do?
So if somebody wants a ramp, we'll pull a permit.
That's cool. That's because I know I've seen a couple of those things, and some people think it's so important, we got to do it. And it's like, yeah. Some of the neighbors, too, aren't sure where it's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely. I
don't have to ask you, know.
No, and we do follow all the codes. So state codes, city codes, everything is followed according to different inclines of the ramps.
So if we look at I know it's like, how long is a rope? You know, to make your house safe, you know, but it could be not that much, right? You talk about a couple of these grab bars and fixing that carpeting. That's a good point. I'm thinking of my mom's house. She does go from tile to carpeting. That could be a trip hazard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it doesn't take a lot of money to start. But then again, if you're coming out of a hospital, sometimes you do need a ramp or a stair lift. We also rent them. So you can rent them by the month. And Amy can touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we do. We get a lot of calls from people say, you know, I fell, I'm in the hospital, and now they're telling me I'm being discharged home in a couple of days. How am I going to get my house? I'm in a wheelchair, and I've got 4 or 5 steps to get in the home. So that's when we come in. We say, okay, let's get out there. Let's take a look at your home. We'll take the measurements. We'll put a quote together, and we'll say, here it is. Here's your option. You want to buy it? You want to rent it? You want to rent rent to own? We do have a lot of different options for people.
Well, and people can just stop by and take a look, too, at what you have, right?
Absolutely. We have two locations, actually. We're in Green Bay at 2021 Riverside Drive, but we also have a location in Manitowoc. But our Green Bay location, we have a very large showroom, so we have almost all of our home modification products on display. Yeah. They can try them out. They can come on in and see what it's all about.
And it's a great showroom. They used to show cars. That just tells you how big it is, right?
Oh, in that area?
They bought that. We were the Buick.
They were the Buick
dealer.
Okay. Yeah. And they bought that, renovated it. A customer of theirs. It's great. And I just want to say, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, your customer service is really, really good. And I think people that are a little bit older like me, we have a high expectation for customer service, you know, and I think you've always delivered that. I don't really use the chairlift yet.
No.
I hope not.
You never know. But
I know, right?
If it's in your mind, you get us over. It's free, you know, evals. and there's no pressure.
Okay.
We try to do is get in people's home and offer what products we have to keep people safe.
All right. So there's some kids listening. And when I say kids, 50-year-olds, right? And their parents, they can call, or how does that work, right? Because I'd like you to go to my mom's house. I'm not saying that. I'm saying somebody's thinking that right now.
Yes.
I got to get, you know, HME over to my parents' house and look at it because I think they're going to fall.
Yeah.
And right. Take right. that to Amy.
Absolutely. I get a lot of calls from kids that say, hey, my mom and dad are aging. I'm concerned about them doing stairs, or I'm concerned about them in the bathroom. What solutions can you offer us? So we do get a lot of calls from the kids worrying about their parents. And hey, we'll come out there and we'll take a look and we'll let you know what we can do to help keep them safe.
All right. And for you kids and your parents want to stay in the house, just tell HME, don't give them the price, you know? Well,
right.
Because they have the kid pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Well, like you say, I mean, think about the price of that compared to the cost of living in an assisted living facility. Yeah.
Right.
Or having to go to the hospital because you did fall.
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
Being in your own home.
Exactly. All right. So that's the new program is kids can call, you'll go do it, and you won't give them the price. And you say, ah, don't worry about it. Or say, look, you can do this for $100.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, we'll do it. Then the kid pays the other, you know, $2,900. So, yeah. I think that's great that you're doing this. What else are HME? Tell me a little bit more about HME. I know a lot about it. What else do you have there? You offer like the plethora of things, right?
Oh, we do. Like I said, the main things are our biggest sellers are the ramps and the stair lifts. We install showers, barrier-free or curb showers. They're top quality, half-inch thick wall showers. You can put grab bars anywhere. We sell vehicle lifts for scooters and power wheelchairs.
Oh, wow.
Ceiling lifts for people that are having trouble transferring and they need a ceiling lift track to help them with transfers.
Okay, you got it all. And,
yep.
And I think if you bring Corey out or call Amy and she'll schedule an appointment, doesn't mean you have to do it today.
No,
but,
no.
I mean, we're all going to get older.
Right.
You know, that's just the way it is. And maybe they want to do it in fall or something, but to have you come out there now,
get them in the queue. That's what we're trying to do is just get in people's homes. So this is what we can do.
Right.
Where or when you want to do it is up to you.
Yeah.
And everybody we have is certified. So I have two certified technicians on top of myself being a licensed carpenter.
Yeah.
Right. I think sometimes people worry about carpenters like getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Right.
And you guys are such a great company. I mean, you've been around for a long time. You're certified. That's really important to give some comfort to the people that are going to be writing the check. So, yeah, this is awesome that you're doing this. And I'm sure business is good. I would think it is in Green Bay. We have kind of an aging population. We have a lot of houses with stairs.
Yeah, it is. And I think people like the local customer service.
Yes.
You know, they're going to call us and we're going to take care of them. We're going to get out there, and if they need a repair on their stair lift or their ceiling lift, we're going to get out there in a timely manner and take care of them.
So the washer and dryer in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's steps. It's dark. They're usually not the best steps. So how do you handle that? And one of the options is to move the washer and dryer upstairs, but that's weird. You walk into the kitchen. It's like, you know, that doesn't really fit. But people, that's such an important piece of someone's home, the washer and dryer.
So it is. And that's a big question that I get going into people's homes is that, you know, we're going to move the washer and dryer upstairs, but we thought we'd call you first to see, hey, how much is the stair lift to get us down into the basement?
Huh.
And they find out that putting a stair lift in is cheaper than moving the washer and dryer.
That's the kind of stuff you got to do.
Jim, I'm telling you right now, let's get you one. It'll go from the basement all the way up to that fourth floor, whatever you
got. All right.
Where he stores the linen napkins.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be right back. This is Connie Namer with HME Home Medical. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Connie the Mayor, and we are here with... We have a lot of terrific companies here in Green Bay, but this one here is, you're going to need to get to know them sooner or later, and that's HME Home Medical. So this is a company that has just a plethora of things for you as you get a little bit older. And we're talking today about making your home modifications, which, You don't have to do it today, but you should get it looked at sooner than later. And they come in, it's a free consulting, and we have a, they've got this certified contractor that, this guy has done everything in the homes. And then Amy, who is a physical therapist that helps people. I was going through, and I think everybody, when they think about home modifications, we talked about the shower bars and, you know, making the bathroom safe, because a lot of falls happen there. And then we talked about, you know, getting up the steps. And I think a lot of people, when you think about that, they think about that chair and that lady on TV that waves to us when she goes up her chair. But you, there's a lot more you got. I mean, you talked about the ramps, but tell me about these ceiling lifts and pool lifts.
Yeah, so we also carry ceiling lifts and pool lifts. The ceiling lifts are a track that's on your ceiling. And what is that is meant for is securing either handicapped people or elderly people around when you have an issue with the caregiver lifting.
Yeah.
So we provide this motor, bring it into your house, lifts up to 440 pounds, so plenty of lifting capacity. And we can design the lift in your house. It can go from your bedroom to your bathroom. It can go from a simple track in a living room. We have portable lifts, which means you can take the motor out and go from room to room. And we have, it's called fixed motors, which you actually can go from the bedroom to the bathroom without even coming out of the lift itself.
Well, and not even just at home. We were just talking earlier about it's fishing and boating month in Wisconsin. A lot of people have cabins up north, and you could even still help your dad get onto the boat from the dock, you said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can. We have pool lifts, they're called. We can actually mount a lift to your dock, and that will lift that person, let's say, from a wheelchair into a boat. And also, let's say you got a place up north that has a large decline down to the
right.
water. Well, we can put a stairlift, outdoor stairlift, and get him from his cottage all the way down to his dock.
Yeah.
And then put in a pool lift so we can get him actually into the boat.
Yeah, folks can stay and enjoy up north as long as they can. And I don't think people realize those options are available. So thank you for talking about
that. Yeah, that's great. I couldn't help but envision the ceiling lift, you know, where they got the... Getting the grandkids. Let's go over to Grandpa's house.
Yeah.
We'll go for a ride. We'll go for a ride.
There's probably a safety switch.
I'm sure there is. I hope there is. I just think that.
Definitely.
I know they'd be jumping on that. And the vertical platform lift, is that what we were getting at? Tell me.
Yeah, that's another product. The vertical platform lift is like an elevator. That's what it is. But it's a little bit different because it's a platform that goes up and down with a tower alongside of it. So what we do with that, we can put them in garages. If you have like 3-4 steps and you don't need this big ramp, or don't have room for a ramp, we can put them in a garage. Otherwise, we can also put them in home going from like, say, your basement to the first floor. And we just would come in, we work with contractors, we can cut out, let's say, 6-foot by 6-foot hole in your first floor. And we'll come in and put this elevator right in. And then you pretty much have a vertical platform lift is what it's called.
Right. But it doesn't need to go through all the hoops that you would technically by putting an elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we work with designers.
Yeah.
So if it is a new home, we can actually work with them and have everything drawn up ahead of time.
Nice.
Oh, that seems really interesting to me, especially, like I said, if people move the washer and dryer up, they'll never go in their basement again, you know, because of the access. Yeah. So what you're doing is you're giving them another, 1,000 square, whatever. Mm-hmm. 500 square feet. And then what is the automatic door opener? I'm thinking garage opener. I gotta believe it's something different than that.
Yeah, I mean, those automatic door openers are just like the door openers. You know, you push the button and the door will open. So we do a lot of those in homes, even like interior doors. We can do the automatic door openers if people are in wheelchairs and that, and they need, you know, want to keep them independent so they can access any door in their home. So,
You got it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, I just want to talk about the ease of getting this looked at. I think some people are afraid when the contractor shows up. Two things. One is they're not going to do great work. I mean, that's always a fear.
Right.
But the other thing is that they're going to hound you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you look at it, and it's like phone calls. It's like, I don't know, and they stop over. Tell me, I know you guys are much more chilled than that, much more customer-focused, but just tell me the process. So we call Amy. Say, Amy, look, I'm thinking more I would call for my parents, but let's say one of them call and say, look, I'd like you to take a look at my house and assess it.
Right.
What happens from there?
Yep. So I will schedule it with them. Corey will go out to the home. He'll do that evaluation. There's no pressure with our evaluations. No. We're just here to help people. We're not, you know, we're not going to be hounding you and following up with you. I mean, I do follow up with people because I want to make sure if they have questions or anything like that. But but then, we'll just give them a quote and say, here's what it would cost you to do this. You know, and hey, maybe this isn't the right time for you. Maybe this is something you're looking for 6 months, a year down the road. But at least that gives them an idea. Say, hey, this is something that I definitely want to do. when the time is right.
Well, and helpful information just to know the options that are out there. Because as you said, you know, it may be something you don't even think of. And what I really like about seeing your work in these pictures is your home still looks like a home. Correct. It doesn't look like a hospital wing, you know, but it has the accessibility you need. But it's still your home, and it looks like your home.
But and they want to stay there. I think this is great. And your company's so reputable, too. So I just think, I hope people listening make that call, because we're all going to need it sooner or later, but some people just need it like sooner.
Yes. Right.
You know, and Amy, you're ready. You can get these things all scheduled. No, Amy, I'm glad it's not this high pressure where price is going up next week, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, absolutely not. Yeah.
Let them, you know, make a decision. And they're going to bring the family in too, I'm assuming, just to make sure that this is a good thing for mom and dad or grandma and grandpa.
Or great grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, that's right. And it's always good to stop in and try things out. They're always like, oh, I'm really glad I stopped in. I'm glad. I mean, go take a ride on the stair lift. You know, we got the curved stair lifts. We got the straight stair lifts. We've got the ramps. We got the showers. We got the vertical platform lifts. They're all right there for people to try and see. And I think that really puts some light on things when they can actually physically see it and ride it. And
what a great benefit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am glad we have you in our community. And you said you're in Manitowoc as well, which is great. That's another listening area for us. All right. So HME Home Medical, you really get that house looked at. And whether you do it now or not, get it looked at, because it's very important. And again, their phone number, 800-236-2619. We're going to put that on our website along with your website as well.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this in our community.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. All right. We'll be right back. This is Connie and the Mayor.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, it's Connie Feldman and Jim Schmidt. Johnny's out, and I'm glad you stuck around. This next half hour is right in my wheelhouse, my sweet spot. It's not only a new
business. For a couple of reasons. For a couple of reasons.
Well, more than a couple. I just want to say, we love new businesses. I mean, it's been kind of my thing, but unique new businesses really make Green Bay stand out, or Oshkosh or Appleton, and there's some very cool businesses. We're with Del Cab. Is that right? Cab? What is it?
Del Cab.
Cob.
That's all right. It's the same thing.
I'll just call you Del.
Oh, it's the same thing.
And he owns... Crepe Bistro Cafe, which, how long you been open?
A grand opening was this Friday. Wow. So prior to that, it was more like a soft opening for 2 weeks, trying to kind of work out the small details. Yeah. Grand opening.
Okay. I want to hear about your business, but before, what gets a guy from North Africa to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Okay, you said we have how long? A half hour or a whole day? So if we have the whole day, we can work through all the details. I'll give you the fast forward version of things.
Great.
So currently in my 50s, right? 53. And I came to the U.S. in my early 20s for a 18-year-old thinking about adventure. Let's go out there. I don't know. Why not? Didn't speak the language. Didn't have family here. So it's just like, let's go for adventure. So
wow.
Yes, I get
that's why I went to Africa.
Yeah. So I fast forward through the different steps here, and I came to the U.S., and it's been an amazing adventure for me the whole time, and I loved every single second of it. So I worked for a very, very long time for a big corporation, and kind of just working that ladder of corporate and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. I loved it. It's not a whole lot of fun to read charts and work with people, but I love it. I put passion in everything that I do, and I was very passionate about it. Okay, so we're going to go through a tiny low here. Like, this is a tearjerker. So I went through a divorce, sadly, a few years ago. And I kind of re-questioned everything about where I am, where I'm going, and all that good stuff. Lots of deep, deep questions. And it made me pause. And my kid right now is 11. At that time, obviously, he was younger. And I really, really just took the time to just focus on the healing part and focus on my kid. So at that time, I paused and walked away from a job and from my job and kind of took a time off and wanted to really just make sure, assess my recovery, and more importantly, my kids' recovery. So when we did that along the way, again, I'm like, I'm fast forwarding through things. During that time, I remember watching one of the shows that I watch, different shows from all over the world. And I was watching specifically this show, like a French show, like documentary type, reality TV type. And it was kind of like focusing on average, ordinary people from all over, like rural, big town, big city. Examples of like this lady was working in an office forever and she decided that her passion is farming and she just decided to just go for it. And I, like, there's a young guy that's a mechanic in a small town and decided to kind of take his family and have like a shop by the beach. So all these people like giving up something that's all they know for trading it for passion and a different project. And that really planted a seed. And I have family and friends in France, and I have one of my good friends has crepe shops in the southern France and bakeries and stuff. My sister-in-law in Paris, she works for a bakery. So I'm like, and I love making crepes. Oh. It's crepes. I make crepes every day for my kid. So if you can find passion in my, you know, I'm a hobbyist for food and stuff. So if you find, I've found that was my passion. I answered that question for me. And then after that, it was like, all right, let's set up shop. A good friend of mine, like I mentioned, Bernard, I went there. He actually said, like, come here. Like, come here, spend time with me. Let's go into my crepe shops. Let's visit my friends. See if you like that. See if it's something you want to consider. Oh, my goodness. That was like one of the best decisions in my life.
Is it you're sold?
Yeah, and I was sold. I loved the... I walk down this... Drive down this road. We have our businesses all windows. If you see me like dancing, music, making something, I'm in my zone. That's my passion. And I love it 1,000%.
What's the response, Ben?
I just want to say that we have people, that story, whether it's crepes or like you said, a farm or whatever they do, is so important because there's, I don't want to really get into all that, but there's, you know, there's depression. There's a lot of things that happen.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure it took a divorce to get you through that, but you know, you're there.
It's life.
I think that's pretty cool. And you're right. I haven't seen you dancing. I do drive by your place pretty often.
I do.
But I
do.
I just,
he's dancing
okay,
right
I see
now.
It now. All right, we got it. It's enough. But I want to get in there and you'll be open. So crepes in Green Bay,
Absolutely. Absolutely. So crepes in Green Bay. You know, there's other questions you want to ask us, like why Green Bay, why this location, all that. So that's part of the process of trying to figure out if you found your passion, which I did, if I found what I'm going to do, I'm considering it, right? I'm considering it. The next step is where and how am I going to do that? Well, you're not going to have all the answers in life. I don't. Sometimes I just have to explore those options. And the most amazing thing, and I'm actually glad that I'm on a radio to say that because I want to... Personally, I was just like, thank you, Green Bay, every single person. Because every time I came here to consider that, looking for spots or spaces or something, and you actually have to share what is it that you're looking for and what are you going to do, the response was instantly warm, welcoming, inviting, and supportive. And I thought,
awesome.
That's what I want. Mm-hmm. That was for me a sign to say, yeah, this is it. And once I saw that location, of course I saw other locations, once I stood there and my friend and his wife was here, Bernard, which I mentioned, we stood there looking around like, yeah, this is it.
And that location for our listeners?
Yep. That location is 520 North Broadway.
Right.
Just incredible spot.
It's a whole redevelopment area.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
trying
to get more, and the public market is trying to get in an area that's in transition right now.
Absolutely.
And you want unique places, no franchises, no chains.
Oh, absolutely,
you know
not.
I mean?
Absolutely not. There's nothing about it that's franchise. With that comes like the learning every day. With that comes like we have to think on our own, which is a great thing. Mm-hmm. With that comes like there's nothing in my freezer, like zero, just ice cubes.
Yeah.
I don't freeze anything. I don't process anything. We make everything fresh ingredients. Oh. The flour is imported from France, so the ingredients are real. The cooktops really? Are from France. Everything is authentic and simple. And
what if people don't know a lot about crepes? Like what?
Oh, nice question.
Yes.
Oh, like that's a fantastic question. So here's the risk. If you think like so crepes, if you said crepes, people are kind of like their mind is going to go into the sweet side and just like it's the sweet side. There is the real crepes, authentic crepes, are the savory crepes,
yes.
which are made with buckwheat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, important information is to know that the buckwheat crepe is the original authentic crepe. And it's from a region of France, the Breton region. And it was accidentally discovered, I believe, in the 1400s. It just a hot pour on a hot surface, accidentally made the crepe. And they said, hey, this is edible. And that becomes authentic, real crepes.
Wow.
And here's another layer to this. When I have a French supplier and I called and I reached out, say, hey, I think everyone is going to be more comfortable with the sweet. I'm going to kind of take a lower, less of a risk on the savory and introduce it slowly. And my French supplier supplies a lot of French restaurants in the U.S. And she said, yes, that's what everybody else does. And I said, okay, that's a good decision then. Not really. Green Bay has decided that my customer base, they have this sense of good adventure. Yeah. They want to try it. It's gluten-free, so naturally gluten-free. And it's so tasty. I don't have to for medical reasons. I do because I love the taste of it.
Yeah,
so people are actually more and more into the buckwheat gluten-free.
Awesome.
And that's great. It's not known as a crepe. That's an option. But it's over there. It's extremely popular.
Yeah, I had a ham and cheese crepe in Paris and never knew up until that point that they even existed.
That's called the classic.
Yeah. But that's why, we're talking to you today, because there's more than just sweet.
Do you offer the classic?
Of course.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Like I said, I promise you, I'll get there this week. I want to get there.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased, Dale, to hear how supportive the community was, because that's where we're going, and especially in that area. We do need that. And I'm sure in a couple of weeks, you're going to get a call from Door County, say, come up here, and then Appleton. Yeah. I mean, there's just some great markets. So I don't know what your plans are. You've only been open a couple of weeks, but that's a unique business.
And Jim is asking basically if he can buy into your business.
That's a unique business.
Well, and to have the authentic experience from France here in Green Bay. Yeah. I love it.
And that's, we like the entrepreneur too. You've got a good background too, that whole North Africa, Paris, and now you're here.
I have, yesterday, as you can see, I'm like kind of like sunburned, working on the patio space. I have benches coming from like the authentic benches you see in Paris when you walk around and sit down. I have those to be outside so you can sit there.
Get the right music.
We are going to do live music on weekends.
Nice.
And we have imported French wines that would be part of our serving. We have the permits to do that. We have, of course, the Eiffel Tower outside that's going to have the LED light to complete the whole look. So, and it's just everything about it, feeling wise, it is exactly a trip there. If you have traveled, then you think, okay, it's exactly the same. And another funny thing is, I didn't know that. So, of course, the support was incredible. I was closed yesterday and I was working and I had to stop every 15, 20 minutes because people kept coming. I had to explain that I'm sorry, today we're closed and this and that. I had French and Belgian people on an average every day since I opened.
Wow.
That's incredible. There's a lot of French people.
You will be open on Sundays?
Right now, the current schedule is Tuesday through Saturday, 7 to 3. But with the finishing and the addition of the patio, and I'm actually having interviews lined up to hire additional staff, that schedule is going to change into more like a lunch and an evening. And later the day onto the weekends because of the live music and the wine. So there will be changes in scheduling because of the changes that we're doing inside. I will not say all the changes, but you will be extremely excited to see certain things that are coming.
I mean, but Sundays are chill, right?
People, Sundays are chill.
That's up to you. You're the entrepreneur. It sounds like it's all going to work. That's exciting stuff. I want to thank you for being here.
I appreciate the invite. Thank you.
And you fit right in. We call that a farmer tan. Because, you know, it ends at your shirt sleeve.
Oh, yeah, yep. Right in the neck.
In the back of the neck.
Yeah, there he is. Oh. All right. Well, good. We want to help your business. We love startup businesses.
Thank you.
And the best thing we can do is go there and then tell everybody about it.
Absolutely. It's just, it goes back to that, the word support and the community and how I am received in Green Bay. And I was like, Friday was our official grand opening mm-hmm. with cutting the ribbon, and we had lots of people there, which I look around, it's like, oh my God, there's like a lot of people. And after everyone spoke, I had to just say something, and I was moved on the inside so much that I had to kind of like just pause myself and kind of genuinely tell everyone there and trying to speak to everyone that wasn't there that the reception, the welcome, it was incredible. I was moved. I was like,
yeah, I can see that. That's great.
It's just incredible to me.
All right. That's awesome. All right. Hey, a couple more questions for you. Can you stick around?
Of course.
All right. Great. All right. Thanks. We're here with Del Cobb, Crepe Bistro Cafe on Broadway. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, a little French music here to welcome back our guest, Del Cobb. This is the Crepe Bistro Cafe on Broadway. And we are talking with an entrepreneur extraordinaire. You've done your research. You got connections. You're bringing a unique product to Green Bay, and thank you for that.
No, I appreciate it. So
you're going to be expanding. You're putting a deck on, which is smart. I don't know how well it's going to do in February, but I think it'll be all right in the summer.
You know, it'd be nice to have I've been in places in the winter and stuff where they have those outdoor heaters,
right?
Or you have those igloo types.
Igloos are cool. Yeah.
So there's lots of different ways nowadays to actually enjoy the outside and still kind of like just, you got the weather, but there's ways to make it cool as well. So
I have to stop in there and see that. I was not serious, but I think that's a unique business you have. You know, you look at businesses and could this work somewhere else? And I think it can. You love Green Bay.
Absolutely. My kid loves Green Bay. That's another reason for me. It's important. So he loves it. He's very supportive. And that's something that I enjoy. Kind of gives me that extra stuff.
You got him working there for you?
Not yet, but he will. He will.
You can do that, right?
Absolutely. He will. It's part of his growing. It's just those experiences. Back to, you know, you go back to, I had a career. I was going down one way mm-hmm. and then with divorce and then I'm going a different way and I'm building something on passion.
Yeah.
So he's 11. So he's going to see that there is never a setback. We can rebuild. We can regrow. We can go back up, and we can kind of do whatever it is that we want if we put our heart and passion in it.
When you're talking about, again, and sometimes it takes something not so good, like losing your job, to take a look at what you want to do, or you quit your job. But there's a lot of books written. It's called Halftime. It's like, okay, this is what I've done. I'm here. I like it. Do I love it?
Yeah.
And what do I want to do? And you know, some people go and sit down with a psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't know. No, I did that. That's why I'm saying that. and here I am. No, I'm just kidding. You, when it comes to the future, and I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but do you think about that? Or do you take it day to day? How's it going?
Maybe I learned one or two things along the way. Being 53, like you kind of learn a few things. So do the best job you can now. The future is coming. If you're lucky enough to see the future, it's coming. But I enjoy making that product that's authentic and simple. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to try to make it faster, more of it or something.
Nice.
It's just like my customers now in 2 weeks, like I'll give you a good example. Saturday, I had to close at 11. I had a full house. I couldn't keep up. We couldn't keep up. So we were working, making things, and no dishes to serve, no forks, no nothing. We just run out of everything. I try to keep my audience, my customers in the loop. Hey, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And that's another thing I don't see elsewhere. So I'm you have to kind of like just really connect with your customers. Yeah. So I told them, like, listen, I'm going to have to close for an hour just to give us a chance to organize. And then we reopen in 1 hour. If you come back, I would appreciate it. If you come back at a different day, I'd appreciate it. But thank you, and I appreciate you even coming here. So thank you very much. So we do just that. We serve everybody. And then they came back in an hour. And I got the response. So do I want to mass produce? No. Do I want to make it faster, quicker? No. Because people want authentic. Right. They want to take their time. I don't have a drive-through. They came to me because they want the experience. And I want to be true to that experience. Is expansion part of the future? I hope so. Only in the right way.
Right.
Only it wouldn't compromise everything that we have at this stage. And I'm more like that experience. It's an immersive experience. Yes. Everything about it.
Well, like you were talking about the Parisian, the French experience. You don't
100%.
Go get a drive-through crepe in France.
Yes, yes.
You sit and you enjoy it in an outdoor cafe.
Let me ask, how's your coffee?
I
love coffee.
You're hitting me with good questions. So the coffee that I have is French press.
All right.
So I have a French press and I have imported French coffee. So it's take your time.
Okay.
It is a place to take your time.
Yes.
So you come in there, you have your classic crepe, you have your dessert with it, and you have your French press, and then you have a French wine with it.
We're there. That is just awesome. I want to just talk about you're on Broadway, the 500 block. Is that what you are? What's your address?
520, right?
520, all right. 500 block. You're in a good district, too, though. They're coming in tomorrow to talk about the summer event schedule.
Okay.
We have somebody from on Broadway coming in here. Have they been supportive of that district?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So Brent and, Paul and Josh. And I get texts like, do you need anything?
Nice.
I get texts like just, they are like, I'm not asking. They're asking, can I help you? And the business district is like walking distance for me.
Yes.
Right.
And I have the whole team extremely supportive. And sometimes if I have a question or something, I don't text an email. I'm just like, walk there.
Right.
And just walk right in the office like, hey, guys. So they are 1,000% amazing.
Well, so are you. I mean, we're glad to have you here. And like I said, I think you bring a really unique story to you. And you're going to get a lot of support and people... Your best advertising is going to be your customers.
Yes. This is not a story of me. I'm just like a tiny thing in the whole thing. It's a story of all of us, like the genuineness of Green Bay, the giving of Green Bay, the let's make it happen of Green Bay. So I wouldn't be here if there wasn't that. So it's just like I am a tiny part of the whole. If we're making a movie, everybody matters and we all have a role to play. And you guys are amazing.
And that's so great to hear because, of course, Green Bay, is often in the spotlight for football. And we have a great football heritage. But there's so much more to Green Bay.
A lot more.
Are a great example of that.
Can he work with me now? Can we just get rid of you guys and he can just come in and
work? This guy's got it going on. Crepe Bistro Cafe, 520 Broadway, new business, unique business. Great entrepreneur. Thank you for being here. And we're gonna get there. And anything you got, some specials going on or something, we want to get you back here. We love your type of business.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Connie and the Mayor. We got a full lineup tomorrow as well. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow with, I don't know who our guest is. It'll be a surprise.
Our guest host. Connie.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.